You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Social media users are continuing to boycott celebrities on social media following the beginning of hashtag Blockout 2024. The activist movement was sparked by a peak in digital audiences' frustrations surrounding the concurrent platforming of wealth and celebrity at the Met Gala, alongside scenes of humanitarian devastation in Gaza. The parallel has been described by many as uncomfortably close to dystopian narratives such as Suzanne Collins' Hunger Games trilogy. I spoke to media and communications expert Dr. Sabrina Morrow to further understand the social impact of the Blockout 2024 movement. What is Blockout 2024?
So Blockout 2024 is a movement that started online after the Met Gala of last week, and it is a movement that asks people to block celebrities rather than unfollow them. And the idea behind blocking celebrities is that they will use advertising revenue because they won't have as much of a digital footprint and views that they can then further monetize in brand partnerships and advertisement. And so the movement emerged after the Met Gala as to highlight the discrepancy between, you know, lavish celebrity on the red carpet with gowns that are worth thousands of dollars, and then at the same weekend, the Israeli army was conducting an assault on Rafa, and so it was just kind of creating a bit of a discrepancy between two parts of the world. So that protest kind of emerged to kind of highlight the discrepancy and the stark inequalities in the world, specifically in relation to the Israel war on Gaza.
And how does this differ from the cancel culture we've come to know on social media with celebrity engagement?
So cancel culture, as we understand it in its current mainstream iteration, is a form of boycott where people withdraw their support or will, avoid spending money on a celebrity or anything that they might sell or partner with. And it's translated a lot as well. And celebrities who've been cancelled have also lost forms of partnerships or sponsorships with other brands. So that's cancel culture in its current iteration. However, I think it's important for us to remember that cancel culture stems from Black Twitter and from marginalized communities, specifically communities grappling with racism and using meeting online to kind of connect with one another and organize as well their anti-race. And so canceling in that context was also a form of playful kind of accountability practice where people call each other in, people call each other out, but in a way that is not meant to ostracize, but rather to hold each other accountable and perhaps, you know, enable difficult conversations to happen and enable the community as a whole to grow from those debates. But the way that cancel culture has been mainstream, we completely have lost this origin of the practice, and now it's kind of like a you're in, you're out kind of practice, and it's more about the money as well. And so, yeah, I think Blockout is interesting because it is both one of those movements that stems from online forms of activism, and so therefore could be perhaps really connected to some of the origins or the potentials without necessarily being connected with the origins of cancel practices on Black Twitter. It can be kind of connected to those forms of coming together around certain issues. And the use of the, you know, blocking celebrity is an interesting play on the boycott, and one that, interestingly enough, uses the architecture of those very social media platforms against the celebrities themselves, to which they owe their fame, especially for influencers.
And what are the notable outcomes from this blockout movement so far, if any?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it's an interesting way to raise awareness and perhaps kind of converge different forms of activism around the Israel war on Gaza that we've seen happening online. I think there's, you know, I don't want to necessarily go into the generational argument, but we've certainly seen social media platforms, especially Instagram and TikTok, as kind of really potent for bringing people together and perhaps countering the mainstream media coverage of that war, of that genocide. Let's call it like that. And so it is an interesting movement that kind of raises awareness on the stark inequalities and all of that. But what I'm wondering is more, I think it is more of a trend, unfortunately, and I don't know about its longevity in, like, in enforcing sustainable change because of two things. The first thing is that it's aimed at celebrities and it's asking them to use their influence to further raise awareness. So we're still within the raising awareness mode, which is an important one, but in and of itself, it's not enough. What is needed from this awareness that is raised is then concrete political action. And that should be aimed at the politicians, at the people in the government, the people who have the power to put pressure on Israel, to boycott, divest, sanction, support that movement, and also, you know, to find a way to make ceasefire into effect. So, yes, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is that it is, as a form of activism, a very trend-like form of engagement where it's really easy to unfollow or follow or block or unblock a celebrity. But that's a very simple answer to a complex issue. And that's what we should be thinking about, is what are those difficult, complex answers that collectively we can partake in to find a long-term solution to this war, which has, you know, a really long history, and is not going to be solved easily. There's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of trauma, and we can see all of that, kind of the history of that war traces back to decades, right? So it's really complex issue that requires a complex answer.
And speaking to that raising awareness stage of this activism movement, on the other side of this, do you have any thoughts on the implications of celebrities that are using their platforms to speak out on social issues in a way that may come across tokenistic or disingenuous when it comes to serious issues like these?
Yeah, I would say that's another issue with that we can see with forms of celebrity activism, is that it often perhaps remain at the level of the performative, at the level of, you know, optical allyship and forms of tokenism. That being said, I think because of the cultural function and the social function of celebrity, it is important not to dismiss their form of advocacy or activism entirely. I think that they can use their platform and their influence in really, really interesting ways. And we have seen some examples of celebrities who have passed the mic as a form, as a way of using their influence, right? So rather than them speaking out, using their visibility and then calling on experts or facilitating forms of organization on the ground, whether it is in terms of relief work or humanitarian work. So, I'm thinking here of a specific example. So there's Rain Dove Model, who's an influencer, who's been really active since the 7th of October, partnering with people on the ground, Palestinians, in Egypt and in Gaza, to develop a cash aid program to help people in Gaza and people who've managed to, refugees from Gaza to Egypt, who often are left without any support from any of the humanitarian, big humanitarian agencies or charities, as well as the Egyptian government. So it was really kind of important work that they've been doing. And with that, they have a lot of connections in Hollywood and beyond, and they also manage to kind of hone in on those connections. So in terms of, you know, moving from that kind of raising awareness to concrete action, it is really important to think about what it is that we as individuals can do beyond just blocking and unblocking celebrities. And so there's a nationwide student protest happening around Aotearoa, New Zealand today, from 12 to 2, and that's really important, right? That's the kind of thing that we can partake in. We can support our students. We can attend the marches that happen in our own cities on a weekly basis. We can call our representative. We can write letters to the government. You know, we have a voice that we can use that would be aimed, you know, at those people who can make a difference. So I would encourage all of our listeners to do that.
That was media and communications expert Dr. Sabrina Morrow commenting on the digital activist movement #blockout2024.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.